This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're gonna get hard.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. The latest is, remember, due to baseball being out right now and the All-Star game going, there will be no best bets tonight and tomorrow. They'll be back on Friday as the baseball season gets going again. So you will miss out on that. No best bets tonight, and that's all right. Tyler is, maybe he is starting to get a little bit better here, getting some better luck. He won last night. He not only got out of being able to have to host an event at his house and us have to be around his eight dogs, but he not only got out of it, he won the whole damn thing with Cal Raleigh. So maybe it's turning up and he's getting a little break in, and now he'll be ready to get back on a hot streak, because if you remember yesterday, he went in the red every single day last week, including 0 for 5 to finish off the week. And now,
Tyler Miller says he's still real optimistic.
He is. And hopefully that changes for him. But the All-Star game is tonight, and the Astros will have at least one eligible player out there. Now, they do have four who made the All-Star team. Hunter Brown, with his great first half, although he will not pitch, being that he pitched on Sunday. Jeremy Pena, he is there. He will not play due to, obviously, the rib. Hopefully, he'll be back on Friday in that Seattle series. Isak Paredes made it as well. He will not be in attendance. He is handling a family matter. And then Josh Hader, who will be the only one eligible to pitch. Now, it could get dicey with pitchers sometimes. They're not able to get them all in. I'd be surprised if Josh Hader doesn't get an inning in there. So those are your four All-Stars. I know most of you all are good to go that three out of the four of them ain't playing, and you'd be all right if you didn't see Josh Hader today. Are you still in that range? I know kids out there listening probably want to see their Astros play out there, but I'm certain many of you listening be like, nah, man, don't play.
Yeah, look, Ron, for me, man, I'm looking squarely at how the Astros' injury luck has gone this year.
Oh, you ain't lying.
Really, and beyond this year, by the way. I mean, it's not like it just started this year. It seems like every go-round we're just getting hit with an injury, and it happens to be an injury to a player that is at the time having a career year or pitching lights out or swinging the bat like he's never swung the bat before. And so, yeah, I would be A-okay with not seeing any of these guys in the game whatsoever. To your point, though, I'm sure Josh Hader makes his way to the bump.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, and he gets in and gets out. He has been great this year outside of the last game we were at where he blew his first save against the Rangers. He's been excellent this year, so hopefully he gets out there. By the way, do you all, your prediction, you get the sense that in pregame introductions, which is what I am really ready for and excited about tonight, you get the sense that the booing stuff will continue. The booing stuff will continue with the Astros?
I do.
I don't.
There's plenty of Astro hate out there.
I think it's in Atlanta. I think it was in Seattle last year. Was it in Seattle last year? Was it Seattle last year? Did I see that somewhere?
That's right.
That makes sense why they would boo the Astros in division. I think in Atlanta, I think we're on to bigger, better things the way that Atlanta often is, and I think we'll be A-OK.
I hope so.
We do get booed.
No, I hope it's over.
Oh, you hope it's over.
I hope it's over. It is the, like this, it's silly to begin with because this is what, when did it all come out? I mean, we're working on 5+ years now of this thing all coming out. And at worst, though, as Tyler said earlier, Carlos Correa has been in the All-Star game as a Minnesota Twin. And he hasn't gotten booed because his uniform has changed. All four of these guys that will get announced, we'll see if Paredes gets announced if he's not there, but all four of the guys who made it, not a one of them were anywhere close to the Astros when all this stuff happened.
Right.
I mean, not one. Like, two of them were in college, in Maine and in Michigan.
None of them even knew they were going to be Astros.
No, none of them. Yeah, no. Like I said, two were in college. One was starting his first year with the Brewers, and one was playing for the Arizona Cubs.
The Arizona Penal League,
Cubs, yeah. So, like, it's like, I would, like I said, I would think it would be silly if Altuve were out there and they still booed him. I feel like we're past it, but I would at least understand it. This one would be just really stupid. Like, we're just going to boo guys just because they have the jersey. And then when they get to, and representing the Boston Red Sox, Alex Bregman.
Yay.
Hell, he was there. Hell, he gave one of the bad speeches.
Like, he was one of the faces.
Yeah, like, he's one of the faces. That'll be, like, that will be the dumbest thing ever if Alex Bregman just gets the regular treatment of everyone else, and then they boo the hell out of Jeremy Pena when they say his name because it says Houston Astros in front of him. I am hopeful that that is done. By the way, the lineups here, the American League, Gleyber Torres, Riley Green of the Tigers, best record in baseball, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ryan O'Hearn. Jesus. I mean, come on, Jordan. I mean, that's supposed to be. Ryan O'Hearn is the DH.
Jordan.
Junior Caminero, who had that great performance last night, is playing third base. Javi Baez, who has no business being starting in center field, nonetheless, he is in the All-Star game. And then Jacob Wilson, who took the shortstop spot. Tarik Skubal of the Tigers is starting this game. Otani's leading off, so that should be fun. Him and Skubal going off. Ronald Acuna Jr. Ketel Marte is at second base. Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker is in the starting lineup for the Cubs in right field. Francisco Lindor and then Pete Crow Armstrong with Paul Skeens getting the start tonight. So the pitching should be fun with those guys, and hopefully we get a good action and nobody gets hurt.
Skeens has got a chance of getting me to the game.
Really? The start?
Yep.
Does Skubal do it for you? Because he's impressive as hell.
I mean, he's impressive. Look, they're all at this level.
He looks like he's going to pull a hamstring.
They're all at this level impressive. But I mean, Paul Skeens is so new to the game. And, Paul, like, he is raw, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like, and I know he's not because he's obviously having tremendous success, but he literally looks like he's getting up there and just throwing that thing with everything he's got.
Yeah.
And Peacock's around the bump like he's been there 10 years.
And he
years.
Knows he's probably going one inning.
Yes.
Maybe two tonight.
Even more fun. Yeah. He's got a chance to get me there for an inning or two.
Yeah, and he's got two guys he can just nail right up. That him and Aaron Judge, that's gonna be and if he gets to Cal Raleigh, that'll be a fun matchup. Someone texted and said the Astros were booed at the draft. It's not dead yet. So we'll see. Well,
you're in a bad spot if you're booing at the baseball draft.
I mean, shouldn't they move that? Is there something?
Wow, what happened? Where's it at?
I mean, just it was Sunday?
Yeah, the time of year they do it. Yeah.
Oh, move it on the schedule.
Yeah, it was Sunday. There were some baseball games still going on at the same time.
The national pastime.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The Jets, they made a big move with their two-time All-Pro corner, Sauce Gardner. They agreed to a massive contract, which makes him the highest-paid cornerback in NFL history, jumping one Derek Stingley Jr. of the Texans. He gets a four-year, $120.4 million deal. 60-plus was guaranteed in this deal. It puts him at $30.1 million per year. So he becomes the highest-paid corner in football. And this is no surprise. And you like it that Nick Caserio was able to get the thing done quickly with Derek Stingley, and they were able to work it out, and then it became a deal that Sauce Gardner played off of him. And Sauce Gardner, in his three seasons in the NFL, his first two seasons, he was first-team All-Pro, which has never happened in the NFL. And last year, he and the Jets kind of took a step back, but you could see this coming. His first 2 years, he was all pro. He was going to get paid unless something crazy happened.
Yeah, when you're drafted that early on and you play immediately, you play really, really well, it's hard to screw that up, man. And not that he's done anything to screw anything up. I'm just saying, once you're on the radar of being that good, you're going to get paid to some degree. This is interesting. I mean, one day they sign their wide receiver.
The two guys that were
drafted in the same draft.
One was offensive rookie of the year, just like CJ and Will, and the other was defense.
That's where I was going with it. It's fixing to be. The Texans are up next. They're going to have to pay a quarterback, and they're going to have to pay Will Anderson right there, bang, bang, and probably maybe they do it all together since they're such good friends. Maybe they can do it all together and have one big party.
It'd be
about $90 million a year in two players.
We talked about Garrett Wilson yesterday and the type of player he is and receiver that he may grow to be. And then Sauce Gardner, they have clearly, which you understand, but they've clearly made priorities for those two guys. And they're putting big money in both those guys. They got a top five receiver and now the highest paid corner in the game. Obviously, they're putting eggs in that basket, and they're paying big money to those guys and not a quarterback. Do you think those two players are the type of guys that can kind of offset or good enough to offset where they might have to get cheap at?
Well, look, I think they are. I mean, talent-wise, they are. Yeah. I don't know if they're C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. In other words, I don't know if they're the caliber players that are true pillars that you build around.
You feel much better.
They're really good players, but
you feel much better about the positions that those two play in importance, the quarterback and pass.
When you're paying this kind of money to guys, like it's going to be – it is going to be so easy to pay Will Anderson whatever the hell he needs simply because the value, I mean, just the on-field value, he's going to earn every penny that you pay him. The added value is the way that he is off the field, the bar that he sets, the way he holds guys accountable. Like, that's going to be the easiest check that Cal McNair and Hannah McNair have ever written. I don't know if these guys are cut from that same cloth or not. I mean, clearly you pay these guys record-setting money because they are absolute ballers. But if they also come with the ability to be a true pillar of an organization, especially because, look, I mean, Aaron Glenn is in a similar position that D'Amico Ryans was.
Yeah.
I mean, he takes over an organization that's been dysfunctional for a couple of years, and he's got to build this thing back up. He's obviously going to try to draft his quarterback, build his roster up and draft his quarterback. And if he can't draft his quarterback, you know how the NFL works. There's always guys floating around. The next Jared Goff, he watched him trade and get Jared Goff and a bunch of draft picks and look what happened in Detroit. So he's going to try to build a roster around him, and he's going to start with these two guys.
Yeah. All right, Sauce Gardner getting paid. The Jets, as you said, handing out big money to those rookies. But I guess, hell, if you draft two rookies in the first round, that's what you want. And the Texans, as you said, are going to be in that same situation next year.
The difference is the Texans are going to be in that position with – a culture, a chemistry, a winning standard already built, already set by the time you have to pay those guys. they're having to pay these guys, and we're still coming out on the heels of not really knowing what the hell the Jets are going to do.
I wonder if the Texans stagger those two deals, or they do what the Jets did and bang them in the same year.
I don't know how you stagger them.
Go like CJ one year and then.
Both of those. Look, I don't. Again, you know where I see. I think Will is a no brainer. And I think CJ, I think they like him so much that he's going to set the market. And I don't think either one of those scenarios is going to be willing to go an extra year.
But I just say both of those deals are going to be bigger.
No question.
That both of those deals are going to be bigger than what the Jets and what the Jets paid those two players of the position they play. So we'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
Moving on to another AFC. Well, not another. Moving on to an AFC contender, the Chiefs. They franchise tag their guard, Trey Smith, and now they have – today was the last day, Clint. If they weren't able to get a long-term deal done today, they would have had to play him on the franchise tag, and he would have just had $24 million right there without able to move. They finally get the deal done, and he signs a four-year – this is a record contract for a guard, four-year, $94 million deal – $70 million guaranteed, the biggest contract that we have ever seen from a guard in NFL history.
And the interior offensive line, right?
Interior offensive line. And we're looking at, obviously, this is a team that wanted to shore up their issues up front. And I think there is a belief still that if they shore up their issues up front, that they can still be an explosive offense like they have been in the past, and this was one of the things they had to do.
I'll say what I've said a million times. It is an average offensive coordinator can handle edge pressures. And a good technically sound quarterback with you know, a sixth sense in the pocket can help handle edge pressure. There is absolutely no answer for internal up the middle pressure, whether it's a run game and you're disrupting run game schemes, run blocking schemes, or it's pass protections and you are gutting the pass protection right into the quarterback's face. Now, you got guys like Lamar, Josh, you got guys like Jalen. They can spin out of there and go make plays outside with some athletic ability, but that's off script, off schedule. Good luck winning a championship doing that. But what we're seeing is overall is the NFL, we saw with the Aaron Donalds, the Chris Jones, you know, these absolute beasts that are just destroying games either all game long or in critical moments from the inside out. We're seeing offenses respond to, okay, now we're going to get guards that can hold their own. We cannot continue to get penetration up the middle in the quarterback's face, disrupting all our run schemes. You know how hard it is to pull offensive line from one side to the other if you've got somebody penetrating 3-4 yards deep?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – and so we're seeing that, and I think that just shows you how important – obviously, he's a great player. That's why he's getting paid. But that's how important that internal offensive line, inside O-line play is in the big picture here.
Yeah. Is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, is he the number one free agent to watch leading up to training camp and in training camp and in the preseason? Is he the number one free agent that the Texans were able to get in the offseason to watch for this team? We'll discuss that coming up next right here.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live on the drive.
There'll be a lot of ground and pound.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
There you go, Derek. A lot of ground and pound. You think he's executed that by now?
I want my wife next.
Multiple times?
Absolutely.
Yes, he was ready.
Probably didn't make a lot of ground and pound.
May not have made it out of the building.
I think they made it out of the building.
With her fine ass? I don't know.
Now her fine ass. Your fine ass.
Your fine.
I think they made it out of the building.
You think they made it out of the building?
Yeah, I think they got to the back of the hotel room. And I think they got up this morning, maybe had a little brunch. Showered up a bit.
Together.
And then
started dropping.
They showered together. One of the showers. They showered together.
I think he was probably showered by himself, and then he probably laid spread eagle in the biscuit while his old lady showered, and then when she walked out, it was probably like just kind of the urge, yeah. And then it was one of those like maybe
spit on that thing.
Yeah. Maybe a little fondling there and a little ground and pound there, and then I think they were off to brunch.
You think he's a romantic? You think he maybe?
No.
You think-
You
think he has strawberries and dipped chocolate?
Look, I don't think when she decided that was going to be her old man. I think she decided to let romance.
You think he had a little champagne,
a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay?
Cristal.
Is it
Cristal still?
And I guarantee you, he shook the hell out of her and sprayed it dead in her face.
It did what in her face?
Yeah,
the champagne,
sicko. Yeah, I don't. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's real romantic. I don't think
he has any lack of nasty.
It's borderline barbaric, I would say,
in a good way.
Don't you think? Probably a tad bit physical.
Like you and me, yeah. Baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
It was definitely physical.
So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
You and me, baby.
Shout out to Now 3.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sure they had a delightful time. I think you're cutting Derek short. I think Derek's a bit of a romantic.
If there is a romantic in Derek, it did not come out last night. I mean, if he has would really you, been hemmed up.
Can you, Tyler, can you play that all the way through? Is there, was, he's how would you describe this? That's not romantic to the people of really, I mean, he expressed
I don't think announcing to the people that you've been pent up a bit here training and there's going to be some ground and pound with your fine ass. I don't think that was romantic.
He expressed to the world, to her, to everybody, it's going to be some ground and pound going on here. But you'll find it. You don't think Lowe would think this was romantic if you said this to the world. You got it. Let's hear it, Derek. You don't think Lowe would think this is it.
What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's gonna be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Fine ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the beast, Derek Lewis.
Maybe if he'd have just left it at one ground and pound.
No.
It's going to be a lot of ground and pound. Okay.
I mean, Low may be okay with it, but there ain't no – Low ain't going to get – Low ain't going to be on the way back and go, baby, that was romantic as hell.
That doesn't sound like somebody's about to have the room set up with roses.
Nah, ain't going to rose petals involved. Nah, that ain't no rose petals involved.
Chain.
I mean, there may be a pole in the bedroom.
He's bare-chested.
There may be some whips and chains. Yes.
Somebody stop that man. Here comes
wine, rose petals, soft music. maybe he's got that in him, but not. I don't think
not in that time.
Not as he's standing in the octagon. No,
he's got a nice bath drawn for.
He's got one thing in mind.
Ground and pound.
I mean, he can't get in. He can't get in quick enough. I mean, there ain't no slow play.
I said on the tease, Clint, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, is he the number one free agent to watch for you as we head to training camp? Somebody texted in, no, Cam Robinson is that guy for them. Is Gardner-Johnson the guy your mind is going to when you're thinking about the vets going into training camp?
No, it's not. That's a good one because I do think he is going to play a part in taking a really good defense to a great defense. I do think he, if he can stay healthy, he's going to do that. I think he can even on an already nasty defense. I think he's got ability to make it a little nastier. But no, I wouldn't go with him. If we're just talking about free agent ads this offseason that I think fans need to really, really lock into this year. It's a boring position, but it's a definite major need for this team. I think it's Lake and Tomlinson, the left guard. One that is the biggest need in Houston was the interior offensive line play. As it pertains to the ability of them to go out and have success, to sustain any level of success, they've got to be better at the interior offensive line position. And whether we like it or not, they didn't make any splash moves up there. They did go with Lake and Tomlinson. What is Lake and Tomlinson? Well, he's a veteran. And most importantly, D'Amico Ryans knows exactly who he is. D'Amico Ryans was in the locker room with him in San Francisco for a couple of years, I believe. And whatever D'Amico wants this offensive line room to look like, sound like, feel like, whatever he wants that chemistry culture standard to be in the O-line room, I think he brought Lake and Tomlinson in for a reason. I think Lake and Tomlinson is the guy that he is tasked. Ultimately, it's the O-line coach. It's everybody. But I think Lake and Tomlinson is the guy that has the mentality and the dog, the level of physicality, the approach to play an offensive line, the approach to helping your fellow offensive linemen, the understanding that it's a five-man game. It's not about just you being great. Like, I think Lake and Tomlinson probably embodies exactly what D'Amico Ryans wants this offensive line to look like. So when we're talking about free agent ads, the biggest free agent ads, I got to go with one that's probably a little less popular than several other choices and go with Lake and Tomlinson, the left guard.
And it's the worst position they had on the team last year.
No question.
Like, it was like, if you were to look at him and say, what is the worst position that the Texans had on the team last year? They had some spots where they struggled. By far, the left guard, they could not solve it. They could not solve it, and the best way they felt like they could solve it was to bring in Tytus Howard, who was their right tackle, to play it. And that's after multiple people they attempted. A good three people they attempted. Then they brought him over. And they didn't even say to themselves, they want him to stay at that position coming into this year. They want him to be a guard. They want him on the right side. They didn't even ask. And they didn't even say to themselves, we want him on the left side. So I think Tomlinson is not the biggest name, but he damn sure is feeling the void of what the worst position was on the field for this team last year. And I think that is a absolute big deal. Someone expressed EJ Speed to see if he replaces Good Harris.
One. Good one.
Why is Christian Harris getting replaced?
Don't go there. Don't let your mind go.
I'm not saying the texter doesn't have a point, but I don't know, man. I think that's your most talented linebacker that you're trying to replace with a guy who just got a $1 million contract. All right, coming up as we continue to roll things out, did Clint Sterner get screwed last night? Did he get screwed last night?
Well, since you're asking. Oh, you're talking about the Home Run Derby?
I'm not talking about whatever's happening in the Sterner bedroom.
In the biscuit?
I'm not talking about that. You'd like to call it the biscuit. Maybe you showered and you were spread eagle in the biscuit. I don't want to get into that. You keep that to yourself. But did he get hosed last night?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Discuss coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Maybe we can go into this more. But the texter bringing that up, you're right, Clint. I can't not make my mind go there. I just can't. This if Christian Harris is just going to be sitting on the on the side and not have a major role on this defense. I just can't understand it. I just cannot understand it. Unless he is just injured and he is hurt. Now, mind you, we have not been able to see him yet, and hopefully at training camp, 48 is back on the field. But I'll be damned, man. If the thought is he is healthy scratched or he has been overtaken by the Henry Toa Toas and the even Al Shire, none of them. That is going to be, again, as I said on the other side, I get what the texture's coming on with the EJ speed thing, but that is just, that just doesn't, as the great David Culley once said, it just doesn't compute with me that Christian Harris is going to be relegated to a backup role. That is just.
Here's the deal is I don't know that I've seen a team, and now look, take it for what it's worth. I mean, I've only covered the Texans for 6 years. But I don't know that I've ever seen a team stockpile linebackers that are really good linebackers, that are guys that are going to expect a lot of playing time. I mean, you got Henry Toa Toa, Azeez Al-Shaair, and EJ Speed. They really like Nick Neiman. I mean, you know, your Christian Harris has got a Q next to his name. I mean, there's just a lot of guys, man, that they really like that are going to expect playing time, not just depth guys.
So yeah, shouldn't he be one of them?
Yeah, absolutely he should. But it just seems like if you have Christian Harris, if you have Henry Toa Toa, if you have Azeez Al-Shaair, I mean, you've got a bunch of backups that have played really well, then why do you keep adding guys?
You're right. By the way,
like the EJ Speed ad is really, to me, is really telling.
Is it just saying, man, we don't want to be in the situation we were last year where we were struggling with backups, and it's less than $2 million, maybe over $2 million if he hits his incentives, and we just want to have that debt.
I think it could be many things. I think it'd be a couple of things. Let's put it that way. I think there is the one that hits you right in the face based on what we've seen recently or not seen recently from Christian Harris is the Christian Harris angle of what the hell happened. Is something wrong? Is he on the outs? That's the one that hits you right in the face. The other one is you do have two of those linebackers in Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toa Toa who are more built as old school Mike linebackers that are a true liability in obvious passing situations. And so are you building to be more multiple so that you then can go EJ Speed and Christian Harris with to have a little bit more speed and a little bit more coverability, if you will, then that would make sense. But, boy, it just seems the EJ Speed signing is interesting. It may be just gearing up to be the best damn defense in the league. It may also be an indication that there's something going on with Christian Harris that may not get right.
Yeah, if it's an injury thing, then I understand it. The other stuff, that's a strange thing to me. But we'll see. We'll learn more next week on Christian Harris. By the way, maybe we can get into this more later on in the week, but maybe it don't mean nothing, but 70 NFL execs, scouts, and coaches all believe that Christian Harris is the best linebacker of all those names that you named for the Texans. They believe that he is the best linebacker of all those names that you named. So we'll see.
Ron, guess what dropped today?
What?
The NFL's top 10 interior off-ball linebackers.
They had about 34 of them on the list. Right.
Well, they had a ton of them on the list, but here's where I'm going with this. Guess who two of the top nine were
in the top 10.
One of them was number one was Fred Warner, who coached him in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Number nine was Dre Greenlaw, who coached him in San Francisco. And then who turned around and came here and said, Christian Harris is arguably the best linebacker that I've coached.
Most gifted linebacker he's ever coached.
And he just got through coaching two of the top 10 off-ball linebackers in the league.
And had Al-Shaair as a backup.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't. It's the damnedest thing, man. It's the damnedest thing. Yeah, we'll see.
If he's not injured, we'll see. All right, coming up behind us, You know what it is. Texans All Access, as Mark Vandermeer and John Harris will hold it down for you, as Texans insider Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle joins the fellas to preview training camp, which starts in a week. So stay tuned for that. Texans All Access right behind us, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then, you know, when they get done, Area 45 live and local, they're back in action for you. The best late night sports show in all of Houston. Sean Bajani and our guy Patrick Creighton, and somebody that could confuse Megan Thee Stallion, Chris Santiago. He is in the building.
I mean, shout out Santiago.
Well, I bet Chris didn't realize how close he was to having a shot.
I'm telling you, Chris,
he better jump in them DMs.
Chris better start to grow his hair and stay with whatever look Clay's got. Whatever look Clay is going with, stay with it.
I don't know. I don't know Santiago's old lady, but she better dig all 20 of her claws in, or she's going to be in trouble. I'm telling you.
Hey, hot ass. If Chris could be somewhere seated, and Megan walked past, he might be able to compute. Now, I think Megan can tell 6'7". But I mean, if he's seated, like I bet you right now, if Megan went to a movie theater and they were in a movie, and Chris was sitting down in the movie theater,
they could switch it up.
I think Megan would sit down, and it would take her a long time before she realized that that wasn't Clay Thompson.
Well, I don't know. No disrespect to Chris Santiago's girlfriend, because I don't. I'm assuming they're still together. I don't.
Lovely. Yeah, I met her.
Did you?
Yeah, I tried to get her up. Try to get her up into the VIP area. The rodeo was denied.
Well, so no disrespect. If that's still a thing and it's going strong, I wish y'all the best. But if not, if Santiago were single, I think there should be a video put out on social media. Hey, Meg, I didn't know you were into this look.
And I got better knees.
If Clay gets a little sideways on you, Clay gets acting a fool on you.
And the knees.
Hey, I'm right down here in the H, baby.
Achilles.
By the way, I saw your appearance on Love Island. Good job, baby. Look great in that gold bikini.
There it is.
Signing off, Big D Santiago.
Oh, Big D. Yeah, it is, baby.
Shout out Santiago.
I think you'd probably get a retweet. I think ask your girlfriend permission. I think you should do it anyway.
Just a picture. Do I look like your man?
I didn't know you was into this look.
I didn't know you into this. I got it for you, and I'm in Houston, too. Tyler, you think, honestly, listen, nothing's going to change. Clint is still going to host. If you missed it, we made a bet yesterday. We each were able to pick a hitter in the home run derby, and whoever finished last and was eliminated first would have to host all of us and our families over for a cookout. Now, Cal Raleigh, who Tyler picked, ended up winning the whole thing, but he was stuck in a bit of a controversy with Clint's guy, and they both had the same amount of home runs after the first round. They not only had the same amount of home runs, after that, they based it on whose home run, who hit the furthest one. Apparently, it was announced that they hit the same distance. Both of their home runs were both 477. And on the broadcast, Carl Ravitch for ESPN said, it looks like we're going to have a swing off. And the next thing
way to go, right?
And then the next thing you know, they said, no. Cal Raleigh is going to win this because his ball was hit decimals further.
It was less than a foot.
Yes. Centimeters.
Decimals further than the ball that Clint's guy hit, and thus Cal Raleigh moved on, and Clint was stuck hosting the event for us. Did he get screwed? I cannot believe they didn't have a swing off. Just three outs apiece. I mean, who hits the most home runs?
Rules are rules.
There are rules that we're going to adhere to.
look, the ball, we don't even know, like, legitimate distances.
How do they even know?
One of them landed in the upper deck, and one of them was a line drive out the back window. I mean, what we don't even know.
Didn't have a protractor out
there.
That's pretty good.
It just seems like the right thing to do in that situation is to have a quick three out, three swing.
No.
Yeah, to me. And who hits the most up. Right there in the three?
No.
Ain't got to go through a whole full round.
Because they're trying to limit swings, man. I mean, boy, how soft can we be? Yeah. I mean, but I'll tell you what. I don't mind losing this bet. It's long. I told my wife, babe, it's long overdue. It's long overdue. We hadn't had the boys at the house. They hadn't had
Did
the
she know
the
about it as it was going? Did you tell her about it as it was going on?
I told her to come in there and watch it right as Cal Raleigh got up there, which I thought he was just going to blow the doors off 17. I thought, what is this?
You didn't think he had a shot?
I thought it was over. Dad's pitching, brother's catching. His big ass is up there just raking. I'm like, I don't have a chance. And then all of a sudden he doesn't get over 17. I'm thinking, we got a damn chance.
Yeah.
And then Olsen, I'm thinking maybe Olsen can bail us out. And I don't know if you were watching, but Olsen got hot late.
He got hot. He had like five in a row.
Golly,
and then he had the four. He had the bonuses, and it was like, oh, he's just got to get three.
I ended up getting beat by a foot. I had about four different ways I could have got out of the deal and either pushed or won.
What you cooking for us, bud?
That's the question there.
Thinking about it, since you don't like sushi, probably some sushi.
Yeah, I know that.
What a jerk of a thing for you to do.
Shout out to O'Neal Cruz, who had me sitting comfortably. Right there, easy. Good God, man. Once he just started putting it. By the way, he kind of got a little dicey there in the middle, and then he just went off at the end and got to 21. So shout out to my guy. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show as always. Houston, we love you, baby. I'm not allergic.
I won a lot in Little Rock, Arkansas, but I ain't telling nobody it's a spot.
You may be surprised, but old Russellville, man. somebody got some ass in Russellville, Arkansas. I tell you what now, Russellville ain't a bad spot. Ain't a bad spot. Talking about if you went to Maine, you'd know it. Yeah. Yeah, boy, Bangor, boy, it goes down.
Bangor, Maine.
It goes down up there.
Go into it prepared, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man.
Shout out Santiago.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.